This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is conducting security screening of the 25,000 members of the National Guard assigned to Washington to protect the event. This amid worries of a potential insider attack. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press that he and other leaders have not seen evidence of any threats. He also said the vetting did not turn up any issues among the Guard members so far. Meanwhile, the U.S. Capitol complex temporarily locked down during a rehearsal for inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away. But law enforcement officials say there was no threat to the public and the fire was not believed to be a threat to inauguration. Local firefighters did put the blaze out quickly. Officials said the evacuation of some participants and the lockdown were ordered by the acting chief of Capitol Police in an abundance of caution. Nerves remain on edge and security extremely tight. Nearly 2 weeks after thousands of supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow, where Navalny was being held, agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's best-known domestic critic, was taken to the station after a dramatic airport arrest on Sunday.